Music Ensemble re-envisions a late 1970s song from the jazz band Weather Report. The group, which goes by the name DME, is only a little bit younger than some of the instruments its members play. They formed through a new class offered at Buff State and have academic backing now. The goal is to take a serious approach to music that isn't always taken seriously, says member John Rizzo.
I think trying to bring it, I guess, to the concert hall, quote-unquote, and making it, you know, like a very legitimate form of, like, concert music.
Each of the 9 members in the ensemble have specialties in other instruments. But Rizzo says they were excited about the notion of breaking new ground, which started with learning new tools of the trade.
Basically, at the beginning of the semester, Dr. Henrich kind of assigned us all instruments and then just said, you know, learn your instrument, learn everything you can about it.
Rizzo is referring to Dr. Tomas Henrich, a Buffalo State faculty member. He's an internationally known authority on digital music and the inventor of a number of new instruments. He says the goal is to approach digital music with an academic mindset to understand it better and spawn creativity.
So a lot of people are using technology, but are doing music that is not really new. And my vision is to use these new tools, which are going to be new just for a couple of years. I mean, technology is always evolving. And keep in mind that what really counts is music. So I focus on creating something different, something that is highly influenced by technology, but above all, is still something that it's pleasurable to listen to as an aesthetic experience.
The group uses laptops, iPads, synthesizers, digital trumpets and saxophones, video game controllers like Wii and Xbox, and other digital devices with long names and seemingly random numbers and letters. Henrich says it's hard to keep up.
Depends on how much money you have.
This is especially true for the $6,000 Haken Continuum fingerboard.
My name is Patrick Krebs. I play the Haken Continuum fingerboard.
It looks somewhat like a keyboard, but there's just a fabric cloth where the keys would be.
It's neoprene. It's like a, I guess, like a scuba diver suit. It's the same material. I have to wash my hands every time I play, because you don't want huge grease stains. Like, because like, yeah, you have keys, like, printed here, but like an endless piano.
Because of its price, there are few of these instruments in existence. The students learned how to program it with hundreds of sounds and effects that can be called up at the touch of a button. To these college students, working with technology comes naturally, but for group member Al Hurry, it's taken him some adjustment.
I've been playing drums since 1964.
Hurry re-enrolled in college a few years back. During DME's concert, he played drums, but he didn't play a drum set. Instead, he kept tapping on what's called a Zen drum, which was strapped on his body. In his 4 decades in music, Hurry says playing with DME has been his best experience in exploring creativity.
It's closer to somebody doing painting. We were just layering sounds.
For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robinson. ¶¶